Well, this third hour of Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And yes, this is the third and the final hour. Oh, the Flowers of Edinburgh from the Liberty soundtracks. This is time for the calendar. Lots of dances. Lots of dances, actually. There's one tonight in Port Angeles on the 4th of January. That's tonight if you're listening on Saturday night in Port Angeles at the Black Diamond Hall there. Their usual fiddle club will be playing that dance. And just to get things rocking and rolling. And then there's one on the 9th at the library there in Port Angeles. And they've never done one there before. No, not on the 9th, on the 10th, the library there in Port Angeles. And then there's another one on the 11th in Port Angeles. So, my gosh, there's that's also at the Black Diamond Center. There are three dances in Port Angeles, neck of the woods, within the space of basically this Saturday and then Friday and then the next Saturday. Lots of good stuff, lots of good musicians at these dances. Port Angeles is just really kicking it already. Yakima's got a second Saturday dance on the 11th, and so does the Broadway Grange there, the Rockford Grange. The Yakima dance is at the Broadway Grange. The Rockford Grange over on Barrett Road, there's a dance there on the second Saturday. Ellensburg has their first Saturday dance tonight, and that's the Howell Homes Community Center. So there are lots and lots and lots of dances. My goodness me. How about that? Alrighty, let's cruise along again on the 11th of January. Don't forget the second Saturday sing-along. That's next Saturday. Set some time aside for it. Go over to the Round Table Pizza Parlor there in Richland, Washington. And sing along. Bring your songs to sing now. Don't start bringing those angst-ridden songs that nobody else can sing to except you. It's not there to show off now. You're there to help lead songs. So bring songs that folks can sing. Alrighty? Second Saturday sing-along. Been going on since 1997, I believe. Long, long time. There at the Round Table Pizza in Richland, Washington. Alrighty, let's move along to the 18th. There's a dance in Moscow on the 18th at the 1912 building there on the corner of 2nd and Van Buren. That's 3rd and Van Buren. 3rd and Van Buren there in Moscow, Idaho. The 1912 building dance on the 18th of January, sponsored by the Police Folklore Society. Three concerts I want to talk about. Dan Weber, who was such a hit at last year's Tumbleweed. An amazing songwriter. Kind of writes a little teeny bit in the Texas vein, but not quite. He's a little bit more urbane than that, but incredible lyrics, and he has a good time on stage. Bringing the same guitarist he brought for the Tumbleweed Festival. They're going to have a great time. That's going to be at the Unitarian Universalist Church on Sylvester Road there in Pasco. Ready? Dan Weber, the 18th of January. Also on the 18th of January in Bellingham at the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship. Medical benefit concert for T.R. Ritchie. Been diagnosed with some pretty serious stuff. And trying to raise money. And a lot of TR's friends are going to be there. Heidi Muller, Tom Rawson, Tracy Moore, Janice Carper, Tracy Spring, and many, many more. Suggested $10 to $25 donation. And if you can't go to the concert, you can email Tracy Spring at azizspring@aol.com. She'll help take care of the donation part of it. And or you can also buy TR's book. You know, he's got a book of poetry out. In fact, he'll be reading from that at this gig. And you can go to trritchie.com, TRRICHIE.com, and check that out, okay? That's cool stuff. We'll hear some T.R. Ritchie next week. And again, medical benefit, okay? So there you go. Where there's life, you know, there's hope. Where there's hope, there's light and all kinds of stuff like that. Hey, you know what? We heard from Martial Arts in the last half. Brad Marshall and Kevin Arts. I wonder if they had changed their names to do this album. wonderful guitar work and harmonica and vocals and everything. Brad Marshall and Kevin Arts, A-R-T-Z. Yes, indeed.
Stars ring down at me, sitting here alone, wishing I could hear your voice on the telephone. Again, I think of you. There's an echo in the back of my mind, repeating endlessly across the field of time, forever I think of you. Turn the covers back and slip on into bed. Dreams of you all night flowing through my head make me think of you. Thank you.
raging love, what circumstance would urge to be alone? Yeah, what urge to be alone? But when you're bored of naked blood, all your choices, they are too full to bear.
Sean Colvin. I really like this. This is probably my favorite Sean Colvin album of original material. This came out about, 7 years back or so, and she was not in a good state and had gone through depression. She actually kind of semi-retired after this album came out, and now she's kind of back on track, and she's doing good gigs, and she's working with the right people, and she's got all kinds of support. Sean Colvin, who to me is a genius. Sean Colvin, who has more tunings in her head and makes up more tunings than even Joni Mitchell. And she's amazing. And she can just write songs pretty quickly, and they're good songs. Sean Colvin, who has been around for many, many, many years. Did you know that Sean Colvin was at one time a red clay rambler. Oh, yes, she was for, I don't know, about a year or so. Sean Colvin from the album Four Walls. Carrie Rodriguez, Extenuating Circumstances before that. And this album is a little more diverse than some of her other albums. And, yeah, it's good stuff. And before that, Martial Arts. All righty, let's just keep her rolling here with a little more Carrie Rodriguez, huh?
Everything I've learned, I have forgotten. Everything I've forgotten's just lagging. I've all the ends out of the tie that binds to keep my promise with you. Anything you ask me for is easy. Say the word and I'll lay it at your feet. I'll meet the payments down the line somehow. You'll keep your promise with me. With my eyes on the prize and my mind on you, I put my breath. Fashion me a kite's wing. Walking blues have played a number on my feet. I'll dance whatever dance you need to dance. You'll keep your promise with me. You'll keep your promise with me. You'll keep your promise with me.
Put on my finest summer dress, so light and thin, it was my best. I brushed my hair, held my breath. I went out to face the wilderness. I went out to face the wilderness. Thank you.
floods and fires, are they thieves and beggars? Saints and liars, are they thieves and beggars? Or saints and liars? And so, goodbye, Mary Ann. And as you turn to watch and leave, put on my finest summer dress, so light and thin, torn at the chest. I brushed my hair, held my breath. I went out to face the wilderness. I went out to face the wilderness.
I'm gonna have to steal your name.
you know, when you get all these wonderful arrangers and wonderful producers, and these guys are wonderful, with Kerry Rodriguez, they work together and they come up with some wonderful, just incredibly dramatic arrangements. The problem is the drama takes over the song. And so the song doesn't really get to speak for itself, which is why a lot of Kerry Rodriguez's material is not that good. Because the arrangements and the production get in the way of the song itself. It makes for great sound, and you know it's wonderful to listen to and all this kind of thing. But you'll never actually hear a song in a kind of a pure way. And that doesn't mean it has to be just with a guitar. It means that you mix differently, you pull back on things, you don't put that heavy, heavy, heavy bassy drum beat there. These are people that are used to the effect of walls of sound rather than really working with a song and creating a situation where the song actually speaks for itself. There's a real fine line between enhancing a song and exploiting the drama of the song. It's a very interesting thing. A lot of people appreciate Kerry Rodriguez for who and what she is, but the problem with all these arrangements just doesn't show. Same thing happened with Sean Colvin on some of her earlier albums, and that's how all that works. Kerry Rodriguez and Sean Colvin sharing that last half hour, along with Martial Arts at the very, 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 very beginning. We have to take a little bit of a break. Yes, we do. We still have a half hour's worth of music left to go. Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. And I'm your host, Dan Marr. We're going to be right back for lots, lots, lots more music. And we can cram a lot into half an hour if we don't say very much. Taking a break right now. Here we go. And there it is. There's our break.
A nice winter weekend for us with sunny skies. High temperatures today, 32 in Moscow, 37 in Clarkston. Partly cloudy tonight with lows about 20 degrees. And just a few degrees cooler tomorrow with highs in the mid-20s to the mid-30s. The week ahead brings us another chance of rain or snow.
Good journalists check their sources and verify facts to make sure the news you hear is accurate. I'm Marco Werman from PRI's The World. Thanks to its journalists, public radio keeps you in touch with world events dependably every day. And thanks to you, there's an audience and financial support for their award-winning work. Thank you for your support.
Yeah. Rusty?
Oh, sure has.
Time to get those little doggies settled down and catch some shut-eye.
Sure is pretty out here on the range.
Oh, you say that again.
Sure is pretty.
Misty.
Night, Dusty.
Night, Misty.
nothing I can do. Winter's coming, and so are the blues. Blue like dusk on snow, blue like twilight sky, blue like the shadows that make me ask why. Get used to this, coming up with empty hands. Blue like the ocean, you carry on that breeze. Blue tide turning, bringing in the breeze. Night falls, snow falls. You'll fall down, down, down. Night falls, darkness falls. Nothing I can do. Winter's coming, and so are the blues.
that's the group Short and Sweet, which features mainly the vocals and singer-songwriting of Robin Landis. She's no longer with Short and Sweet. She's solo. She's actually talking about doing a new album, and she has a few things laid down. She does. She lives in Arizona during the wintertime, comes up for tumbleweed every fall. If she gets in, and she generally does get in, and so who knows, maybe we'll see her this next fall for tumbleweed. Robin Landis, you should go see her. She's actually a wonderful songwriter, and you know, she's interesting. Interesting takes on life. She's got some awards and all kinds of stuff. Robin Landis. Before that, Charlie Gertze and Ken Glaster and Kevin Brown and Patrick Clawson forming the group The Big Red Barn. This is from their first album, their first self-titled album. We've aired quite a bit of their second album over the past 8 or 9 months. And they are so good. They are so progressive, and they're just so wonderful to hang out with. They're all good guys, those Big Red Barn folks. Yes, they are. Well, we've just about wound up this whole 3-hour shivery, haven't we? Look it up, shivery. And fun stuff, kind of an interesting show. Didn't quite air the things I had planned to air, but it all got squared away anyway. If you want to email me at D as in Daniel, M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. That's D as in Daniel. M-A-H-E-R at WSU.edu. Oh, yes, indeed. And Heidi's going to start singing about the highways and the freeways and stuff. I need to let you know that Inland Folk is a production of Northwest Public Radio on the campus of Washington State University. Don't you be forgetting all those dances. There's one in Port Angeles tonight at the Black Diamond Center there. There's one over in Ellensburg at the Hal Holmes Center. Two dances tonight. Also, don't you be forgetting, on January the 18th at the Bellingham Unitarian Fellowship Medical Benefit Concert for T.R. Ritchie, with all of his friends, Janice Carper, Heidi Muller, Tracy Spring, Tracy Moore, Tom Rosten, and many, many others. I want you folks to have fun making good music. Enjoy everything that good music can give you, and take all those good roads anywhere you want to take them, because they are your roads, folks. And nobody else's. We're going to be back next week for another edition of Inland Folk. And until then, we're gone. We're history. We're out of here. See you soon. Bye.
We're glad you were with us for the first Inland Folk of the new year with Dan Marr here on your NPR and classical music station, Northwest Public Radio. I'm Bruce Bradbury. It's a minute before 2 o'clock, and the Thistle and Shamrock begins in just a moment. At 5 o'clock, be sure to join us for a Prairie Home Companion from San Diego with the Waylon Jennies and Sarah Watkins, plus all our regulars, and the news from Lake Wobegon. That's at 5 this afternoon, right here on Northwest Public Radio.
Northwest Public Radio, KRFA 91.7 Moscow Pullman, KNWV 90.5 Clarkston Lewiston, and KNWO 90.1 Cottonwood Grangeville, a community service of the Edward R. Murrow College of Communication at Washington State University. Online at nwpr.org.
Hi, this is station manager Carrie Swanson.